is the podcast you don't want to miss. Lucha House Show Podcast.
Bring the bell!
Let's go!
We can't repeat what we said.
No.
We can't, but it's funny as fuck. So you're talking about the Kabuki Warriors.
Yes. It's quite clear that they're going to drop those titles to Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair. Yep. And they're going to be like an ominous team. I'm really looking forward to that. I think the Kabuki Warriors have had their time. They've had a good run. And I think that it's just going to lead more into the disintegration of Damage Control, which I still love as a faction. But I think they're going to have to start exploring internal storylines, like in terms of breaking that up and things like that.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? I don't know.
Yeah, look, man, I'm the Kabuki Warriors. Yeah, the Kabuki Warriors. Yeah, they've got to keep them going, man. I do like this storyline with them. They can't break them up or anything like that. Keep them going. It's good for the, you know, the factions that they've got in with the women's. They don't have many factions in the women's area, so yeah, keep them going, man. I love the Kabuki Warriors.
Now, in terms of titles, I agree. They're gonna definitely drop it to Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair, which is a fucking powerful team. Mm. Them too. I think I couldn't think of anything better to give to Jade Cargill than a tag team run with Jade. I think that's a perfect. That's like a tag team that was made to be.
Yeah, 100%.
You look at them, it's like they're a tag team.
It's like the Mega Powers.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's so good. It's so fucking good. But you just look at them, you're like, they're a tag team. Like literally, you could literally say they're a tag team. Like they look like a tag team. It's just both of them, they're just huge. No, in terms of like they're muscle as fuck. They just rip. They're huge. They're agile. They're just, it's just fucking the good. I can't wait to when they drop. And they're probably going to drop the title of Backlash. But I think they said already that they're going to go against the Kabuki Warriors Backlash. Mm. So that's where the match will happen. So that'll be awesome. I can. And with the Damage Control, the breaking up of Damage Control, I've been talking about it for a while. There is starting to be little breaks in between. Kind of stopped. So they haven't really done anything regarding that. I think they will continue with Damage Control for a bit. I think they're going to continue exploring the story with Bayley. And then someone else is going to get involved with Bayley, helping out Bayley. I think they're going to continue that back and forth.
Fair enough.
It's pretty fun because there's not really anything between them at the moment. Unless they want to kick Dakota Kai out, but clearly
That's kind of what I was thinking. But now, given what you guys have both said, it makes sense because like Dakota's a mouthpiece and so I don't see them splitting them up. And the story with Bayley might continue for a bit longer.
Yeah, they need to continue that story because it was good. It's good to continue it. It's give relevance to just not only Bayley, but Damage Control to the title. So I think that it's a good thing to keep it. I think, and there's no point in breaking up, but then they will lose the titles, that's for sure. And talking about titles, how about the new tag team titles, mate?
Love them. Love them.
Oh my God.
They look great.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Just waiting for with the Winged Eagle Universal title to make its
debut. Yeah, right.
They've been making a lot of saying around there. Cody Rhodes wants it, you know, and why not, you know? Why not to bring that old school title and have it like what it should be? And now it's no longer the Universal title. It's the Undisputed title?
I don't know. The Undisputed Universal title.
They changed. I think they took the Universal out of it.
Undisputed, yeah.
He's totally undisputed champion. Championship. I think that they dropped the whole Universal title now because there's no longer two titles, just the one title. I think it's great. What are you guys thinking about Cody Rhodes so far as a champion? Did he lose a bit of momentum? He's going to be quite
shit. No way. What are you talking about?
He hasn't been on TV, man. It's like, what the hell? He's the champion. He's doing a Roman Reigns. Get out of here.
He's been on TV.
He's been on TV.
100%
not today.
He's just been busy watching the minor leagues.
No, but he's no longer in Raw. That's the thing. He's not.
Don't forget, we got the draft. We got the draft this week too.
Yeah, yeah. But because won the title, now he's in SmackDown. He officially is in SmackDown. Mm. So officially, he did the 2 weeks.
And Damian's the Raw champion.
Yeah. So that's the reason behind why he's not in Raw anymore. So he did the whole run after WrestleMania, being both choice and everywhere.
Yeah.
But now he's a SmackDown product because of the title. But again, like you said, we have in the draft coming in. And talking about the draft, what are your thoughts on the draft? What are we going to have? We're going to have big checkups happening. We're going to have big surprises. What are we looking at?
I don't know, man, because like it's hard because like I've still got the WrestleMania hangover. So I haven't really had time to consider the draft. Plus, it's also on the exact same day as the NFL draft. So I've kind of been looking at that too. I don't know. I mean, I always like the draft. I mean, we know how artificial it eventually ends up being through the course of the year. But it's still fun to watch. You know, people from NXT will get the call up and things like that. I haven't really taken time to analyze it. To tell you the truth, I don't know if you guys have had a chance.
Look, in past years that, you know, with Rod, we've been covering, you know, WWE, the draft is just fucking smoke and mirrors, man. It never kind of fully, they never take a verbatim. They're always kind of swapping and changing. And we're always, and Rod will remember this, we're always like, fuck, what happened to the draft? I thought he was in War. I thought he was in SmackDown.
But let's be honest, since the last draft, they actually kept it the whole year round until WrestleMania time, which is normally WrestleMania gets a bit of mixed up, which is understandable because of the feuds and coming back and forth. But technically, they did keep it SmackDown and Raw separated the whole year round. So they did keep it at least this time. So the draft is starting to get a bit more relevance into what's happening because we've seen the title just only staying one side. We got a title for the other. So it's no longer, oh, the draft means nothing. I think the draft is starting to mean something now. Well, we had the first run last year to up to now. There actually was one side and the other side, except, you know, pockets of, you know, a bit of feuds coming in and there, back and forward, you know. But apart of that, we didn't see the Bloodline going to, you know, to Raw much. They only did it for specific reasons.
Yeah.
Same with people from Raw going to SmackDown. If they were going there, it's for specific reasons. And NXT people stay with NXT unless it was for a specific reason. So, to be honest, I'm starting to gain faith on the draft. First year was the kind of a proof to see if they could keep it. They kept it. We got two great managers. Let's say that Nick Aldis and Adam Pearce are doing an absolutely amazing job. And I think that's a big one. The fact that they got two big managers, they actually make themselves present, that they actually speak, hey, why are you guys in my show? Why are you guys in my brand? And the other ones are, oh, we all sort it out. And they're like, hey, this is not good. So they're actually making sure that being on a SmackDown or being Raw means something. You know, you are part of this show. You're a part of this show. I'm the manager for this. You're the manager for that. If it's something happening, we work it out. We sort it out. But it's two split parts, and I think that's a big one. The fact that we got Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis are doing a great job. So the draft is just going to be interesting. It's going to be really good. We will see a champion. And that's the thing. Do we keep Cody Rhodes in the biggest show, on the biggest TV program that they go, which is SmackDown, or we take the champion and put him in Raw?
Technically the flagship show is Raw. Like that's historically been the biggest one, but I agree with you. SmackDown to me, I think it's bigger lately, given that the Bloodline was on the SmackDown brand. I think Cody's going to stay with SmackDown and Damian's going to stay with Raw.
With the Bloodline then? This is what it means with the Bloodline. So we're going to have a Cody Rhodes continuing this story with the Bloodline then?
No. The Bloodline story is now well and truly like an infight, like a civil war, if I can use that term. Cody's story with the Bloodline is over. It's done. Now that's all this infighting, like, you know, they've cut the head off the snake. Now the next person up wants to, who wants to be the next head of the snake? You know what I mean? That's where the bloodline story is going, I think. But yeah, I don't see them moving Priest from Raw or Cody from SmackDown. Cody had a massive exposure on Raw, so now it's time to get. But you know, who knows? Like I said, I haven't really looked at it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, man. Like what you said, Miles, about the bloodline. It's bloodline now. It's its own little story, its own little universe until it becomes bigger, which it, eventually I think it will. But yeah, you're right. I think it's time for Cody to stay on SmackDown and expose him to the SmackDown crowd. You're right. Raw is a flagship, but SmackDown is the more popular program, I think, at the moment. So yeah,
it's hard to fill 3 hours too, man. Like it's very hard. I don't know if you guys wanted to talk about it or not, but and I haven't seen Raw today, so no spoilers, please. Chad Gable's heel turn. Chad Gable's heel turn. I love it. I love Chad Gable. I love the
Chad Gable as a heel. I don't mind Chad Gable as a heel, but I don't think it was the time regarding like. Had the way he lost the title against Gunther and the continuation with this. I said it before, I would have loved much better for him to, you know, have this, like you said, a triple threat match, a backlash and going against Gunther and Sami Zayn. I don't get the heel turn out of nowhere. You know, kind of explains a little bit today, but at the same time, it's just like...
But is it out of nowhere or was him helping Sami Zayn or just out of self-interest all along because he couldn't beat Gunther? He knew he couldn't beat Gunther. He already had his chance and they went to war in a great match and he couldn't beat him. He gave it his best shot, couldn't beat him, but he thought he could beat Sami Zayn. And when he found out when he eventually could not beat Sami Zayn, notwithstanding giving it his best shot, that's when he turned, that's when he said, you know what, nah. True Colors time. And the rumor is he's going to hook up with the Creed brothers, who I think will be great heels. I don't like them as faces. I think they're too, like, I don't know. They're too bland as faces. They need to be heels. And if they he joins up, heels. That's a rumor. He's joining up with the Creed brothers. I like that faction.
So it's going to leave Alpha Academy.
I don't know what's going to happen to the Alpha Academy. It's going to end up being like Otis, Maxxine Dupri and Akira Tozawa. I don't like to use the term joke faction because I like all three of them. I think they're all good. But they're going to have, like, I think they obviously Chad's gone from there and they're going to go tip ahead and, like, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Maxine's already doing other stuff away from the Alpha Academy anyway. I really hope they keep Tozawa around because he's awesome, man. I love the guy.
Tozawa's the best, man.
He's hilarious. And he can wrestle. So, no, I'm really looking forward to Chad's heel run now.
Yeah, man. Look, yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. I'm looking forward to this faction. That's the rumors are flying around. That's going to happen. Like it's set in stone. So yeah, wherever this takes Chad Gable, man, it's going to be awesome. I hope it's not a 2-bit faction, like you said, Mars. Like one of these just flop factions that, you know, doesn't really take off and they kind of disband them not long after. We've seen a few of those. So, yeah, looking forward to it, man.
Yeah. Look, yeah, I don't mind Q. Turkey was Hugh. Yeah, the turn was a bit kind of, I don't know why, but yeah, it makes sense to the way you explain it. Yeah, it kind of makes sense. I agree with that. So, not bad. Yeah, the heel turn is going to be fun. And he will definitely get his title again. I would have loved him to have the title as a face, not as a heel, but, you know, if it works, it works. Why not? Now my question is, now with another heel faction, are we having too many heel factions in WWE now?
Never too many.
I was about to say that. It's never too many. But it kind of goes in hand with the new era of WWE, a bit more less PG era. So now heels run the place. If babyface a little, there's just not that many of them. There's more heels or heels. Face heelish kind of stuff, which is truly into PG era, past PG era. We're talking about more mature audience kind of stuff. What are your thoughts with all these factions creating all around?
I think that the interesting thing is going to be, yeah, where is it going to lead? Faction versus faction, heel versus heel. I don't think that that line's kind of being blurred now a lot in wrestling lately. You know, faces get booed, heels get cheered, all that sort of stuff. So yeah, the more factions, the better. I love a good faction, the LWO, you know, the Bloodline, bring them all on, man. You know, not, I don't want it to get to the days where it was like NWO, where everyone was pretty much in NWO. When it gets to that, it's pretty stupid. But when, you know, they've got their own little factions, yeah, I love that, man. I love those little wars.
Yeah, same, man. I love a faction, man. Love it. Absolutely. Like you said, the NWO, like before it went stupid, even the LWO, you know, DX, of course. DX, yeah. I love it, man. And even back in the day, the Heenan family, man, I love a good faction. Because, you know, you always know that a faction's going to end up splitting, and that's going to lead to more storylines and like infighting and backstabbing. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's pure storytelling, man. I love a good faction. Yeah, but yeah. You're right. There are a lot of heel factions, but they're getting cheered, man. Like Judgment Day is getting cheered, apart from Dom, but yeah. Now that's the gimmick, him getting booed. But like Rhea's a heel, but everybody loves him, man.
Yeah.
And same as Priest. Priest is technically a heel, but man, that pop when he got the title.
He's losing his heel, though. He's starting to go face, like he's starting to get more peacemaker. He's kind of moving away from the heel section faction. He's kind of taking more of a Seth Rollins kind of a role, trying to follow that kind of path, which is, I said it, once he wins the title, that's going to start the breakup of the Judgment Day, which is, we're starting to look some, you know, cracks, bigger cracks now into the Judgment Day. So maybe that's what's happening. But the good thing about the factions, and I think that's why they're making so many of them, is gives a lot of TV time to a lot of wrestlers. They're normally not getting it because of single matches. So it's kind of keeping to the top tier wrestlers, the ones that, you know, the ones that bring in all the merch, the ones that people's following, the ones that having a good solo run, give him that solo run without have to worry there's too many wrestlers and we can't put them all together. So for that, we create these factions where we got probably one or two top-tier wrestlers that run it, and then everyone else joins together, which is happening with the LWO, Legado Fantasma. Same happened with the Gunther's faction, forgot his name. Imperium. We got now Damage Control. We just said it before. We got Bobby Lashley as well. Did they have
Final
a
Final Testament.
But we got Final Testament as well. Yeah. So we got a lot of faction. Final Testament, the best out of all of them, where you can see there's a lot of wrestlers that weren't getting much TV time, and now they're getting a lot of TV time, but all of them together. That's a good thing about factions. And he also, like you said, they can create a feud with another faction, and that's just that one story. They can just put them all together at the same time. So it just, he helps to create more stories around the lane, and it's just pretty good. So that's a good thing. I don't know, guys, anything else we want to talk about today? Anything else you guys going to cover? I think we covered a lot of stuff today.
We've covered a lot.
Jinder Mahal getting released.
Oh, the releases. Yes.
Yeah, the releases.
Release
yeah.
Or I quit.
He says he quit.
He said he quit. So he did Xia Li. She said she quit. So
if that's the case, then that means there's more releases coming, because if that's not an official.
No, they said that was it. That was it.
That was it? Ooh.
I must have said about Zion Quinn being cut. I don't think they gave the guy a chance.
Yeah,
I don't think they gave him a chance. I wouldn't be surprised if we see him in AEW, given that his partner wrestles there. We saw her wrestle here in World Series Wrestling, Renzo. Remember, I had a chat to her at the bar and everything. She was very nice.
Oh.
Alexia something, isn't it? I can't remember her name. The name of a character in AEW. I can't remember, but yeah, she's it just escapes my mind. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we see him. Obviously, he's not going to be using the name Zion Quinn. He'll probably revert back to his real name. But he, they never gave him a chance, man. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And then the slap in the face, if I can use that term, was when they made him do the job to Bron Breakker in like, 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't think that was right.
Hmm? I just found his wife.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, what's her name?
For 2 seconds, because I got lost in what he was saying.
You got lost looking.
Daniela Vidot is Halle Cameron.
Yeah.
Halle Cameron.
Yeah.
That's it. Halle Cameron. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one. She's from Gold Coast.
Yeah. She's Aussie. Yeah.
Aussie.
Another Queenslander. She's really nice too. Really. She was at the bar buying a drink after she'd finished her match. And I just went up to her and had a chat, and she was lovely. Yeah. Remember Renzo?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'll talk to everybody.
Yeah, unfortunately, they took him. They didn't give him a run. You know, Sion Queen could have given him a better run, but he's one of those wrestlers. Same happened with at some point with Karrion Kross. He just gets to a point that he goes too many of them. Like, what do you do? Like, if you can't put him in a faction, where do you put him? And it just unfortunately happens. Unfortunately, we got too many wrestlers. They get lost, and they can't do their own thing.
Well, I know where he would have fit in perfectly.
Where? Good. He could have.
This new Solo Sikoa faction.
He could have.
He could have. He could have fit perfectly.
He could have fit perfectly. But again, it just depends who has the reins in there. No pun intended.
The Roman Reigns.
No pun intended. But who knows? Like LA Knight, bro. LA Knight couldn't have one fucking minute unless he was helping or, being like a support or whatever in there. He left, did his own thing, and now, man, LA Knight.
Huge.
And with AJ Styles, man, their story is just keeping going, man. It's just getting better and better. The feud is just getting more brutal as it gets.
Yes.
It's getting bloody. It's getting brutal. It's getting like AJ Styles starting to, show the big, his big heel turn.
Did you guys see that sign? Oh, and again, off topic, I'm so happy to see signs back in WWE crowds.
Oh, yeah.
That reminds me of the Attitude. There was a guy with a sign in the front row that had AJ Cycles. I was like, that's a bit harsh, man. The guy puts in the hard work, mate,
He does.
Yeah, no, he put the hard away. He put the hard time there. He's been doing it, but he said it. I think he feels he's close to his last few matches, close to retire.
He's in the best physical condition I've seen him in his whole career.
But that's why, probably because he's in the physical condition. He, have I guess, how old is he?
He's old. 42. I met him years ago when he came to wrestle down here. Internet as part of.
I think he's like 43, 44.
No, he's more than that.
He's 46.
I was gonna say 46. I was gonna say 46 because I met him years ago here at the State Sports Center in Sydney. He was wrestling as part of World Series Wrestling International Assault, and he was at his merch stand, and I had a chat to him.
46, bro. So
he's old, man, but he doesn't look it.
Oh, he does not at all. He does not look old whatsoever. No. And like you say, he's in the best physical condition. It's been a long time. And probably that's why, because he's done. And he said it for a while, AJ Styles. That's one of the reasons why he was so happy with WWE when the whole COVID happened, because it was less time. And so he was really happy with that schedule. He wants to spend time with kids and stuff like that. So he's done it all, man. He's done it absolutely all. So for
he
him
did
to
the get, hard yards. He came through the indies, man. Like he worked his ass off.
He work his ass off, man. We'll see what happened. Hey, and talking about working his ass off, we got a one ever, never repeated before, Triple Crown champion in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never repeated, never going to repeat again, probably. We're talking about Jon Moxley. New Japan heavyweight champion, AEW champion, and WWE champion, man. Hat off to Moxley, bro. Winning that, I could not believe he won it. For a non-Japanese to win the IWGP New Japan title it's a rare thing to happen. There's not many non-Japanese winning this title. So the fact that he won it is a big call by New Japan. Yeah. And the fact he went to AEW showing the title on top of that, and then he gave that massive speech he gave. Oh man, I just hats off to Moxley. We love Moxley since he was, you know, on the Shield. All the
Dean
stuff
Ambrose.
He did.
Since he was Dean Ambrose, man.
He did Ambrose, like, you know, even though he didn't like the whole, you know, comic character he was doing, he really hated it. It's still good. He still did his best. He still fucking did so much good stuff. When he used to piss off Seth Rollins was fucking hilarious. You know, and then when he showed up at AEW, man, and since then, he's been just a brutal assault by John Moxley. Mm-hmm. Part of all the battles he's done, man, personally, he's been so good, man. He win this title is just fucking great, yeah, man. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Look, I wouldn't be surprised if he would win the CMLL title as well. Could be, now that he's gone and fought in CMLL. Mm. So that could be another championship that he could notch up, which would be amazing. The oldest wrestling federation in the world, CMLL. So, yeah, man, the world's at Moxley's feet. You know, he does amazing things and he still wrestles, you know, in GCW and all these other places. So, yeah, man, he's got his finger on the pulse. So good on him.
And the Blackpool Combat is still going. So he's still part of that. Mm-hmm. So still things going. He's just 38. So he still have a while to go. Seen how old JJ Styles is. Come on. Yeah. It's still a while to go, John Moxley, on what he's doing. Do you guys see a John Moxley going back to WWE at one point? No?
No, I don't see it either, man.
Not after what he said, like after he left and stuff like that. He didn't talk shit about it, but he wasn't happy there, you could tell. And
But he wasn't happy because of one person.
Yeah.
Let's be fair.
Oh, look, maybe. I'm not going to say no.
Let's be fair. The big
reason
wrestling,
man. Anything
left,
can happen.
Exactly. But the reason why he left is because of Vince. That was why he left. Yeah. Because he was sick of, like, every day he has getting shut down. Now, just he was bored of it. So, who knows? Hunt is now in there.
Yeah, good point.
Maybe he will have a good run. And then when the time comes, he'll probably come in, and who knows, we have the Chill having the last run in WWE.
That'll be crazy, man,
because imagine Roman Reigns kicked out of everything, Seth Rollins coming back, and then we got John Moxley. Why not, you know, the Chill getting back together going against the Bloodline.
Can I talk a bit about that Roman Reigns and the Chill? Do you guys, and I might be wrong, yeah, but I think they got the idea for Roman Reigns. Do you guys ever watch a show called The Renegade with Lorenzo Lamas?
Yeah. They did. Yeah.
Because his name on the show was Reno Reigns, and he had long hair, long wavy hair, and, like, you know, the goatee. I reckon that's where they got that name from.
For sure. Yeah,
absolutely. I can't remember. I think CM Punk talked about it. Who got that? CM Punk takes credit that he was the one that wanted to have him all together from NXT. And he kind of got the ball starting with what was the Shield. And then they took him and created the Shield with it, and then they had a good run with CM Punk as a Shield and stuff like that. And let's remember, the Shield was one faction that everyone loved for a long time, and that's why so many people had a heartbreaking moment when, you know, Seth Rollins hit in the chair and just betrayed everyone. Let's be honest, that's the sacrifice that Seth Rollins did in WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. I think the MVP of WrestleMania was...
That's what cost Roman Reigns the title.
Exactly. He knew. But that's the thing. It was so... That's why he's so smart. Because he not just came into the ring to help. He came with the music of the Shield. And
with a chair.
Not just the chair, but with the Shield costume.
Yeah.
So he completely took Roman Reigns' head off the game and gave the chance to the payback on Roman Reigns. And then Roman Reigns lost the title right there.
It was brilliant storytelling.
And I got the code. Oh, we saw the videos. It was, how the fuck did he get in the ring? Like you can see he could barely get into the ring.
Well, apparently he's had meniscus surgery now. So that's out for like a good 8-9 months.
One of them. That's good 8-9 months. Few. Yeah. You're going to have a few surgeries.
He's
going
to have a few. Yeah.
His
and then there's the back as well.
His situation was just as bad as MJF in terms of injuries.
And, Kenny Omega as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega's still out.
Yeah, he'll be out for a while, man, unfortunately. Yeah.
Kenny Omega's still out, so we're not going to see Kenny Omega for a while. And now that they got the lead and stuff like that, it'll be great to see Kenny Omega back. But yeah, Kenny Omega's out. Seth Rollins is going to be out for a long time. It's going to be great when he comes back. So is Roman when they come back in these storylines, because they're going to come up in a perfect timing. So yeah, it's fucking great. Fucking great. You know, wrestling is giving us pretty good stuff to talk and think and review 100 million times.
Yeah.
You're talking about 100 million times before the time is gone. We talk about stupid stuff, he said, but Will Ospreay against Daniel Bryan, bro. Fuck me. What a match. I saw some highlights, but I saw the match. Man, that was a pure Japanese style wrestling. And that's what I'm saying. Why you got a 5-star rating? It's because Will Ospreay is a young Kenny Omega. You can't unsee that. And just knowing that they got 10 years different, like Will Ospreay 30 and Kenny Omega is 40. That's just clearly a young Kenny Omega. The way he wrestles, it reminds you of Kenny Omega.
Yeah, look, Danielson makes wrestling look brutal, but Ospreay makes wrestling look like an art form. And what we got in that match, man, was probably one of the best matches I've seen, like ever. Those guys just gave it their all, man. So two technically fantastic wrestlers with great in-ring psychology. Banger was expected. Banger was delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good. Like the transitionings, the executions, the whole lot, man. It was just great. That was a great match. It was a great, great match. And also, we got a new AEW champion, which is Swerve Strickland, which I'll be fair, I thought the match was short. Dude, the match went for 18 minutes. So I'm taking my words back. The match went for a while, but it was so fucking entertaining. It was for 18 minutes and that was brutal. Like we're talking about from technical to just brutal. This was just a carnage.
Joe injured? Because that was a really short run.
I don't know if he is injured. I think it was a short run because it was meant to be a short run. I don't think it was meant to be a long run.
It was about 7 months, a 7-month run.
Oh, geez, that long already.
It was about 7 months. It was a long time. 7 months run. That's how long MJF has been gone.
Man.
Yeah, it's time runs fast. But I think Swerve Strickland, perfect timing to give him the title, man. He's going to have a good run. Another 5-6 month run, man. But just the way he came into the ring was great with the Wakanda, Black Panther. He came out great in the ring. And the win at the end, just people loved him, man. People just went nuts when he won the title. They give it their all, man, both of them. Samoa Joe, Samoa Joe, for such a big guy, he can move.
Yeah,
he can move, he can wrestle. He'll be out for a bit as well because he's dealing with injuries like any other wrestler. But he paid his due. He's done his time. He's ready to have his time off and just give Swerve Strickland his solo run, which will come probably with a feud with Hangman Page because we got still that happening. So we're going to have Hangman Page against Swerve Strickland now. So that's going to be really, really interesting. So let's say Dynasty did deliver
matches. Definitely. Good matches.
The only thing bad about there was Monet coming into the ring after Willow won the title. But I got to say something.
Oh, Monet. Yeah.
I love the fact, and this is shout out to Copeland, the fact that the House of Black won the trios.
Absolutely.
If you were anyone else, you would think, nah, they're going to give it to Copeland. You know, he's the... No. he actually made the House of Black look massive. Like they're huge, but now they just they made it be more. What's the word? I don't know how to say it.
Look, the fact that Edge got sprayed as well by Malakai Black, I wonder if they're going to build that into the storyline with, you know, the eye thing that they always do.
Oh, yeah.
That would be crazy if they did that. But you can definitely see it's setting up for Copeland versus Malakai Black, man. That's going to be insane.
And that'll be a great match. Absolutely great match. I think I just got to say, Dynasty did deliver pretty good. So, and with that, we're wrapping it up. We got pretty much covered everything, but we can't go away without the Renzo Versman. What do you got for us this week? Do you got anything?
Look, talking about IWGP champions that are very rare, I've got a great match or two great wrestlers that I never thought that they would wrestle, but they have. So it was a match in 2014. AJ Styles, the IWGP heavyweight champion, versus one of my favorite wrestlers, and it was great to see him back this week at Dynasty, Kyle O'Reilly. I can't give this guy enough credit for the shit that he's been through, Kyle. He's been through back surgery as well and has come back and delivered a great match with Roderick Strong at Dynasty. But watch this match, AJ Styles versus Kyle O'Reilly for Ring of Honor. Yeah, it's a Ring of Honor match with AJ Styles representing the IWGP New Japan title. So, yeah, watch this match. Great technical match. Two guys at their prime. Amazing.
Wow, man. Fuck, I didn't know that much each other in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
And with the title. Edge Styles with the title. That's really, that's huge.
Is that old school Ring of Honor when it was just like pure technical wrestling?
Yeah.
Pure technical Ring of Honor.
Yeah, yeah, this old school. Wow. Yeah, it's 2014, you said, yeah?
2014, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So back still with Ring of Honor was Ring of Honor still. Mm. No, part of AEW now, which is a different thing. Completely different thing. But with that, we're getting to the end of this Lucha HSP, man. Fuck, we did good. We covered fully.
Yeah, we spoke about a lot, man. Spoke about a lot. It was good.
We didn't prepare anything. God damn, we took a lot.
we were gone for two weeks, but now we had a lot to cover. Yeah. And I think we've done
Any last words before we go, Renzo? And then we give the last words to, you know, the voice of violence to close this up.
No, look, good things coming up in AEW and WWE. Same with New Japan and, you know, CML. So keep your eyes out there. We'll keep our eyes posted as well. So looking forward to next week.
Yeah, just what Renzo said, and, you know, keep spreading the word about this podcast. We do it for love, not money. We're huge fans of professional wrestling, and it's so good to be able to call it that again. And here, just hearing the words professional wrestling in professional wrestling programs. Not sports entertainment. So, yeah, and support the local product, man. Go out there, watch some local promotions. They do it for love as well, man. And, yeah, just, you know, support the sport and stop trying to convince people about it. Just say, hey, come and check it out. If you like it, and if you get it, you'll get it. And if you don't like it and you don't get it, you never will. And, you know, if you want to lead a shit life without wrestling, that's a matter for you. But anyway, nah, enjoy the week, enjoy the wrestling, and we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's all, guys. See you next week.